When it comes to revising the content on a website, many recommend starting with an audit. On one level, this makes a lot of sense. Look at what you have and revise accordingly. But on another level, this is really the wrong approach. My problem is that it starts from the organization's point of view rather than that of the user. It starts by saying, what content do we have and what do we want to share? Sure, it may need some rewriting to make it more user-friendly, but it still makes one massive assumption, and that's that the user cares about the content in the first place. I often see this damaging mindset in action. Managers who say they want to put their brochure online, and as digital professionals, we might go as far as saying it needs rewriting, but rarely do we ask whether the user cares about the content of the brochure in the first place. Instead, we should be adopting a questions-first approach to content, and this begins with understanding what it is the user wants to know. Gone are the days where people just surf the web. Today, they come to your website either wanting to complete a task or to get the answer to a question. Finding out what those users want to know is not rocket science. You can either ask them with a single question survey or look at the search terms. Also, a quick chat with your customer-facing staff will give you a list of questions. If you have a call center team, they're particularly good source because they hear from users every day, users with real questions. Once you have those questions, now it's time to match those with what you have. It may be that you have answers to most of the questions users have. In that case, by all means, reuse the content you've already have. Sure, it may need rewriting to more directly address the question, but you've done most of the hard work. But you'll also spot gaps, places where the user is asking a question that you don't have copy to answer. And this is where you have to write fresh content. These questions also show up the problem with copy-first approach. In the old model, they would have remained unanswered. Finally, there is also a more subtle problem that needs addressing. For some questions, the answer is very much, well, it depends. Keep an eye out for these kinds of questions because it can often lead to confusing answers. In such situations, ask yourself, what is the most common answer? And this should be front and centre in your copy. A great example of this is a question that the Government Digital Service identified for the GovUK website. And users wanted to know what the VAT rate was. VAT is a tax applied to some goods and services in the UK, but the rate varies for some products such as children's car seats or home energy. Then there are also some items that are exempt from the tax. In short, it's all very confusing, and the answer to the question of what's the VAT rate is very much, it depends. That said, the majority of users want to know the standard tax rate, and that's why the Government Digital Service has led with this. When you look at their website, you see the standard VAT rate front and center, because that's what the majority of people want. They then go on to deal with the edge cases. Of course, it would be a lot easier to take existing content and put it online. All of this rewriting, it sounds like a lot of work, doesn't it? I won't pretend that writing copy is easy. In fact, it's an area that most organisations seem to underestimate. That said, there are ways to make it faster and more fun too. One local government decided to take a questions-first approach and came up with an innovative way of producing that copy. They decided to have a content hackathon. They decided to have a day answering as many user questions as possible. They grabbed people from across the organisations and volunteers from outside, and they put them in a room together with a constant supply of beer and pizza. The idea was to make the day both fun and productive. They covered the wall with user questions written on post-it notes, and anybody in the room could go and select a question that they wished to answer. They researched the answer using existing material and then wrote it down. This was then passed on to a small team of editors who checked the writing style and edited the copy, and later internal stakeholders revised the answers to make sure they were accurate. This approach allowed them to get through a large amount of content in a very short time, but it achieved that while still remaining very user-centric. I think in other circumstances this could be taken even further. I think you could get your audience writing their own answers. Let's say, for example, you're a charity. It would be possible to use some of your volunteers to write answers. Or maybe if you're a university, you could assemble a team of students who'll do pretty much anything for beer and pizza. The huge advantage of this is that they know how they want the questions answered, and they'll also write in a tone that they want to hear. Sure, it'd still need editing, and yes, internal stakeholders would need to review it for accuracy, but it would significantly increase the relevancy of the final copy. And that's the crucial thing at the end of the day. Any copy that we put online has to be relevant to users' needs. Too much of the copy on websites is just there because some senior manager demanded it. Producing content question first ensures that it remains relevant, but it also gives you a way of resisting those senior management and their silly requests. Surely that makes it worth a try.